Well, with summer upon us, many in New England are off taking vacations and getting away, but the candidates who are running for governor in this state are doing anything but vacationing. Most are out stumping or meeting with voters, shaking hands and sharing their political platforms leading up to the September primary. Well, joining me in studio this morning to continue with our ongoing election coverage, Democratic gubernatorial candidate and pediatrician Don Berwick. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Don, the first question I have for you, given your extensive background in healthcare as a pediatrician, as a professor at Harvard Medical School, and of course working with Medicare and Medicaid on the federal level, many might perceive you as a one-issue candidate. How do you convince people that you have the kind of experience to take on a more comprehensive job like governor?
Well, my background is executive. I started a small nonprofit organization that grew to global scale. I did run the largest agency in federal government by budget. I actually have more experience in executive leadership even than in healthcare. And if there's one issue that's driving me, it has to do with the direction of the nation and the core issues of social justice and equality that I think we need to double down on in this state. This state needs to be a beacon for the nation, and I would welcome a chance to try to lead us in that direction right across the range of the issues that are troubling us today.
Well, in terms of our leadership in health care reform, how do you think it's going here in Massachusetts, especially as it now has to dovetail with the federal program?
Overall, very well. We should be very proud. We're the first state to make health care a human right. We did that in 2006, 8 years ahead of the rest of the country, and the rest of the country hasn't appeared to decide really yet. And we have, of course, superb health care in the high technology sphere. What we really need to do in this state, though, is make health care serve patients and families better by making it more continuous, more team-oriented. And I'm the only candidate that's supporting a fundamental change in the way we pay for our health care, that is single-payer health care, Medicare for all at the state level, which we now can do under federal authority. It would save money, add jobs by simplifying things for businesses, and allow us to stand up for patients and families far more directly.
Now, Dr. Berwick, you are the only Democratic candidate to oppose casino development here in Massachusetts, and you were the first to endorse the ballot initiative to repeal the casino law, which is going to be facing voters in November. Why have you adopted this position, especially considering the expected $73 million from casino licensing fees as revenue that's included in the 2015 budget?
Casinos are a bad deal for Massachusetts. There are 30 other states or so that have casinos. We know what they do. We don't have to speculate about them. They destroy jobs. They destroy small businesses in their areas. They add a whole new wave of a mental health problem, gambling addiction. They raise DUIs and petty crime in their areas. And they don't add as much revenue as contemplated. Indeed, if you look at it, we will get some revenue from casinos, but they're going to cannibalize the lottery. They'll take money away from the lottery, a substantial amount, hundreds of millions of dollars. In addition, they'll add costs because all those DUIs and all those bankrupt families from gambling addiction, the mental health burden, the public safety issues that arise, these are going to require investments. And states that have studied the net gain or loss of casinos usually find that there's a net loss both to state revenue and to the local economy. The local economy is seriously hurt by casinos. It's a very bad idea for the state.
So no question in your mind about casinos, that's for sure. Now, you came within 2 points of beating Martha Coakley at the Democratic State Convention. It was kind of a surprise for a lot of people, and it certainly elevated your status as a serious candidate. But you are going to be vying with both Martha Coakley and Steve Grossman, veteran politicians and veteran Democrats here in the state. How do you expect to take that grassroots support that you got at the convention and continue to receive and translate that into a victory in September?
Well, this result of the convention wasn't a surprise to my staff and me. We could sense the momentum of the campaign, the way in which the Commonwealth overall is embracing the bold progressive ideas that I'm bringing forward. I think my opponents, by comparison, are somewhat timid. They're not putting out goals like single-payer health care and fighting the casinos and working to end homelessness and hunger in this Commonwealth. We have 3,000 hungry kids tonight. It should be zero, and I'm the only one really out there insisting on that kind of boldness. We also have an extensive field operation. That's partly what had produced that result at the convention, and we can feel the momentum around the Commonwealth. So I feel very good about this summer. I think you're going to see us really surge.
What about the eventual contest you may have with Charlie Baker, a Republican candidate who has run before? How do you think you'll do against him?
Charlie Baker doesn't scare me, an insurance executive tied to a party that's really quite regressive in its platform. And I can sense, again, the embrace of the kind of agenda I'm bringing forward, which is not Charlie Baker's agenda.
Now, and when you first got into this race, I mean, why would someone like you run for governor when you've had all this executive experience? What made you decide to take it? You haven't held elective office before, so this is your first run for elective office.
That's right, not elective office. I did serve in government running the largest agency in federal government by budget, Medicare and Medicaid, and I saw what government can do when it really stands up for the interests of people, especially people at disadvantage. But I also got very worried by what I saw in Washington, this backing away from an agenda of social policy that really focuses on the needs of people instead of being controlled by great wealth and concentrations of power. This is the wrong direction for the nation, and I sense a chance here in Massachusetts to really lead the way for the country. And, you know, I am a doctor, but I'm interested in health in the broadest possible sense. A healthy community, a healthy place, it means that children are thriving, talents are growing, workers don't have to worry about whether they can make ends meet for their families. It means we can afford to invest in arts. It means we have a correction system and a transportation system and a housing system that really serves everybody. True health requires a systemic view of the kind of commonwealth we want to build. We can do it here, but it's going to take leadership that isn't afraid to declare goals and that has some very good idea about how systems work.
Well, let's talk about economic development and job creation. What is your strategy for that?
Well, there's a whole range of things we can do to create jobs. They include building smart communities, communities where people want to live, where there's good transport, where the streets are safe, where there's good recreational opportunities, where there's mixed-use housing and mixed-income housing, like we see, for example, at Assembly Square here in Somerville. That's a development that is going to add 12,000 jobs to Somerville. It means continuing and doubling down on our investment in innovation. The innovation economy in Massachusetts is a wild success, and we can do that over and over again, not just in biotech and clean energy, but in other areas, and government can lead there. It means investing in a school system that's better aligned with the needs of businesses. It means being the best place to work, which means a living wage and equal pay for men and women, and really increasing the amount of money in circulation by treating workers well. And it means getting out of the way of business with regulations that make no difference at all. And it does mean single-payer health care. Single-payer health care is the single most important policy change we could make in this state to add jobs because it relieves the burden from businesses that are bearing the cost of the most costly health care in the country. And we can do that without harming patients.
And one final question. Governor Deval Patrick, a couple of years ago, proposed like a couple of billion dollars worth of investments in transportation and education. The lawmakers on Beacon Hill kind of ran away from that, fleeing. How would you get them to get on board with what you want to invest in?
Well, we need to do that. We need the world's best education system and a world-class transport system, and we have neither yet right now, but we could do that. This has to do with relationships. I've been a change agent my whole life. You invite people in. You have dialogues that really matter. You get people in on the ground floor. In my case, also, it means building a NIDAS collection of legislators who are committed to the same progressive agenda, and we have that. I've got endorsements from Senator Sonia Chang Diaz and Jamie Eldridge and Pat Gelin and Ken Donnelly and Dan Wolf and others in our legislature who are ready, willing, and able to take on the bold progressive goals that will make this state be the mark for the country.
We've been talking with Dr. Don Berwick, the Democratic candidate for governor, who will be competing with Steve Grossman and Martha Coakley for the September primary. Have you yet been on Greater Boston on WGBH Tour? Is that coming tonight?
Coming.
Okay, tonight. You can hear more from Dr. Berwick tonight at 7 at WGBH2 and WGBHnews.org online, where Dr. Berwick will address some other issues within the race. I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning here on Morning Edition.